好感謝主，我哋又能夠相聚喺佢嘅面前。
Really thank the Lord that we can once again gather in His presence.
頭先唱嘅兩首詩歌啊，我都好歡喜嘅。
I very much enjoyed those two hymns that we just sang.
啊，唔單止呢，呢個嘅詩歌嘅內容，啊，詩歌嘅調子呢，都非常嘅悦耳。
Not only the lyrics, but also the melody is very nice to the ears.
啊，我相信我哋嘅主，如果佢啊佢系聽到我哋嘅歌聲嘅話咧，我相信佢都會好高興。
And I believe that if the Lord hears our voice singing, I think He would be very pleased.
啊，感謝主。
Thank the Lord.
我又要同弟兄姊妹繼續嘅交通咧，啊。呢一轮我哋所交通嘅一个题目。
We'll continue with the topic that we've been sharing upon recently.
呢个题目咧，大家记唔记得
？Do we all recall what the topic was?
Esther 咧就叫我千祈唔好问呢个问题，因为咧佢话咁样咧，你令弟兄姊妹好尴尬嘅。
And my wife Esther reminded me, do not ask that question. You can make it very difficult for brothers and sisters.
Because if
they don't know whether to answer or to not answer. Praise the Lord that we still remember the topic, which is the utmost height.
Now, 今天我要同你大家讲嘅就系讲关乎建造会幕嘅事。
And today, what I'd like to focus on, making the tabernacle or make me a sanctuary.
好，系好 ，thank you。弟兄姊妹，如果我哋仲记得呢，上两次嘅交通，当以色列人仲喺埃及嘅时候，喺何烈山上边，神让摩西见到异象。
And if we remember from the last two messages, God allowed Moses to see a vision on Mount Horeb.
咁摩西喺度见到一个一大团嘅呢个烧着嘅荆棘，但系冇烧烂到烧毁到。
And we recall that Moses saw there was a bush that was burning, but it was not consumed.
喺嗰个时候，神俾摩西一个使命。
And at that time, God gave Moses a commandment.
呢个使命就系要摩西呢带领以色列人离开埃及。
And the command was to bring the people of Israel out of Egypt.
咁当以色列人离开埃及之后，三个月。神又将佢哋带到去西奈山。
And three months after the Israelites left Egypt, he brought them to Mount Sinai.
喺西奈山上边，神将十条诫命赐过俾佢哋。
And on Mount Sinai, he gave the Israelites the Ten Commandments.
神亦俾佢哋一个使命。
And he likewise gave them a commandment.
要佢哋成为咧神嘅见证人。
That they were to be witnesses for him.
唔单止一个人，
not only one individual，
仲系成个以色列族嘅人，神都希望佢哋成为咗一个祭司嘅国度。
But the entire nation of Israel, that they would be a royal priesthood.
神喺嗰个时候颁发呢个十诫或者诫命嘅时候嘅原因。
When he issued these Ten Commandments to them, the reason was
是因为他们刚刚离开了世界，对神的事情未曾有很深的认识。
That they had just left this world, the world, and they did not know deeply the things of God.
而神那个使命叫他们做见证人。
And his commandment for them to be his testimony, his witness.
如果呢个见证人对神嘅律法都唔清楚嘅话，佢咁点样去做一个见证人呢
？But to be a witness, if you did not know the commandments, the law of the Lord, then how could you be a witness?
所以神喺嗰个时候将呢啲诫命嚟赐过俾佢哋，为着俾佢哋有好好嘅基础。
And so the Lord gave them these commandments so they would have a strong foundation.
免得他们知法犯法。
so that they would not knowingly go and commit go against the law.
Yeah, 咁呢個就係神俾律法賜下嚟嘅原因。
And so this was the reason that the Lord gave them the law.
咁呢兩點咧，第上一早嗰輪我哋同弟兄姊妹交通咗。
And so these were the two points from the messages previously.
今朝早咧，我願意同弟兄姊妹繼續嘅喺出埃及記裏邊嚟到交通。
And so I would like to continue to share on Exodus this morning.
當呢啲嘅以色列人收到神嘅律法之後，神繼續嘅吩咐佢哋去做一件嘅事情。
So after the law was given to them, he had commanded them to do another thing.
就係建造一個教會幕。
And was to make make for himself a sanctuary.
我哋今朝早，我哋願意同弟兄姊妹交通呢關於呢個會幕建造會幕嘅原因同埋裏邊嘅內容。
And so we want to share this morning about the sanctuary, the purpose of making this sanctuary.
我盼望咧，弟兄姊妹，你因着神嘅話呢，對神作工嘅原則有更好嘅把握。
And I hope that after this morning, we would have a more grasp of the principles behind this.
对神也都更加的了解。
That we would understand God a little bit more as well.
因为真心的了解而爱主更多，追求主更热切。
To have a true knowledge of him, to understand him more and to pursue after him.
所以呢，在这个题目的底下呢，我要分四点跟弟兄姊妹交通的。第一就是建造会幕的目的，同埋建造会幕的材料，仲有就系嗰个过程，同埋整个会幕的结构。
And so the four points I want to share upon today are the purpose of making the sanctuary, the materials required, the process, and then the structure itself.
里边有好丰富嘅神嘅旨意同埋佢嘅计划同埋佢嘅话。
And within this, there's much. Of God's will and His plan embedded.
盼望我能够讲完，但系如果唔讲得完咧，我就弟兄姊妹唔好担心啊。
I hope to finish this morning, but don't worry if we don't.
好，第一点我要交通嘅就系点解神要建造呢个会幕。
Firstly, I want to share on the purpose. Why did God want the sanctuary?
神點解要喺嗰個時候要建造一個會幕咧？神點解要建造一個會幕咧？目的喺邊度咧
？Why? What was the purpose of making him a sanctuary, and why at that time?
好簡單嘅，一個字就點？一句就可以了解得到啦。
Very simply put, one phrase can sum it all up.
有聖經嘅，我哋攞嚟讀一讀。
If you have your Bible handy, you can.Open it to Exodus.
出埃及記二十五章第八節。
Exodus chapter 25, verse 8.
一句説話啫。神點解要建造呢個會幕？神點解要建造一個會幕
？Why did God want a sanctuary?
我哋一齊讀好嗎
？Let's read it together.
又當為我造聖所，使我可以住在他們中間。我一直講話會幕會幕咁，其實啲中文咧亦都翻譯做聖所，但係只有一個嘅解釋，就係嗰個 tabernacle 或者係 sanctuary。
So when some translations have it as sanctuary, but we also know it as the tabernacle.
神點解要建造呢個會幕
？So why did God want this tabernacle to be built？
原來神喺人嘅中間有一個心意。
And God has a will among His people.
这个心意就是什么
？What is this will？
大家读红色的住在。
I may dwell among them。
神原来有好一个嘅意念喺佢嘅里头，佢好希望能够住喺佢哋嘅中间。
And that God had this thought in his heart that he wanted to dwell among his people。
如果我哋用多一啲嘅圣经嚟到。讲出呢一件嘅事情嘅话咧，我哋又可以读第二十九章第四十二节。
And if we want to delve a little bit deeper into it, there's another verse that we can read.
因为神除了说要住在我们中间之外，他还要做一件事情，做什么？
Besides what God said, I wanted to dwell with them, what else?
我要在那里与你们相会和你们说话。好不好再读多一次？我要在那里与你们相会和你们说话。
Where I will meet with you to speak to you there.
清楚吗？
Do we see it clearly?
不是我的话。
These are not my words.
是主的话。
It's the Lord's words.
圣经里面这样讲。
It's what it said it in the Bible.
神就是这样将这个心意呢摆出来给以色列人知道。
And this was what was in his heart shown to the people of Israel.
今天我们读神的话的时候，他也都是向我们打开了他的心意。
And today when we read the Lord's word, he also opens up his heart to us.
他说你要为我做一个圣所，使我可以住在他们中间。
Make for me a sanctuary so that I can dwell among you.
不单止是住在他们中间，他还在那里与你们相会和你们说话。
Not only there to dwell among you, but there I will meet with you and to speak with you there.
这个就是神的心意，神的计划，还有能够满足他的一件事情。
And this is what was in God's heart. This was his purpose to fulfill, to satisfy his own heart.
所以直至去到最后那段的说话，第29章45节，他说我要住在以色列人的中间作他们的神。
If we go to the end of the chapter there, Exodus chapter 29 verse 44, I will dwell among the sons of Israel and will be their God.
今天我们都说我们以这位神做神。
We say that you are our God.
我们都说愿意接受这位耶稣做我们的救主。
We're willing to say, Jesus, you are my Savior.
原来神都是这样的，跟我们这样想。
And he likewise, he has the same thoughts.
他要住在以色列人当中来做他们的神。
That he will dwell among his people to be their God.
盼望我们都能够体会神这个心意，将我们自己来打开，让神住在我们的里面，好让他能够跟我们讲说话。
May we have that same thought that we would open up our hearts, that he would dwell in us to speak to us.
所以会幕或者是这个圣所，从表面来看是一座的建筑物。
That if we look at this sanctuary, this tabernacle, it is a construct, it can be constructed.
但是呢，实际上面却是人同埋神能够相会嘅地方，能够住喺一起嘅地方。
But in fact, it is actually a place where God can dwell with His people.
从神嘅计划嗰个角度嚟睇，呢个系解决人同埋神中间能够交通嘅嗰个难处。
So from God's perspective, this is the solution to the difficulty where God and man can meet.
因为神是灵。
Because God is spirit.
当人在他的面前来到要寻求他的时候。
And when man needs to seek after or find God.
因为本来是罪人同神是没办法相交的。
Because sinners, is no way that we can come into contact with God.
但如今神为人呢做咗一件嘅事情。
But God has done this thing for man.
就系做起一个嘅会幕。
Is to give them the sanctuary, this tabernacle.
好让人能够去到神嘅面前。
So that man can approach and reach God.
咁样神同我哋有交往，我哋同神有交通。
So we can have fellowship with God.
这样人在神的面前就可以有通达。
So we can approach and meet God.
在旧约的时候，神是用一个会幕来解决这个问题。
And in the Old Testament, God used this physical tabernacle as
the solution. 但是在恩典的时代，
And in this age of grace,
就是在我们这一段的日子，
In these days, today,
他就是用神的儿子 钉喺十字架上边嗰件嘅事情嚟解决呢个难处。
He uses his own son being crucified on the cross to solve this problem.
原来神嘅儿子耶稣基督，佢按着神嘅旨意，一次被钉喺十字架上流血，赦免我哋嘅罪，就将呢一条通到去神面前嘅嗰条嘅阻碍咧打通咗。
So God used His own Son to be nailed on the cross and to bleed and die. He used that as the salvation, as the way, the path to bring us back to God.
咁呢件事点样同呢个会幕里边能够相通呢？
So how does this connect with the building of the tabernacle?
事情就系咁样样嘅，喺马可福音或者马太福音嗰度都咁样记载。当主耶稣被钉喺十字架上面嘅时候
，and so it's recorded in Matthew and also in Mark that when Jesus was crucified on the cross，
当主喺十字架上面断气嘅时候
，and when he breathed his last breath on the cross，
佢大声嘅话成了。
And he cried out, "It is finished."
咁就气就断咗。
And he drew his last breath.
然后咧，圣经又记载咗，原来喺殿嘅里边有一条嘅幔子，有一条嘅大嘅帐幕。
And it's recorded that inside the tabernacle, in the temple, there was a veil, a large veil.
圣经话从上到下裂开咗两半。
And it was torn in half from top to bottom.
原来嗰条嘅幔子咧，圣经话幔子嗰个幕咧，本来系将圣所同埋至圣所呢隔开嘅。
And that veil or curtain was a separation within the temple from the holy place and the holy of holies。
但因为耶稣嘅死，将呢个嘅阻隔咧就打通咗。
But because of his death, itremove this curtain, this separation.
咁以后本来唔可以通到去至圣所里边见神嘅，因着主耶稣嘅宝血嘅洒喺佢身上边，就可以直接嘅去到父嘅面前，称呼为阿爸父神。
And before there was a separation, you were not able to enter into the Holy of Holies, but because of his sacrifice, his death, it was torn asunder, and you could enter into God's presence in the Holy of Holies.
所以当我们这样来到思想的时候，
And so when we think about it this way,
我们很清楚，很清楚，这个会幕在旧约的时候是一个建筑物，但系却系预表着主耶稣佢嘅神嘅儿子为我哋死嘅嗰件事嚟作嘅。
That we see this in the Old Testament that this tabernacle, this physical tabernacle, was a foreshadowing of Jesus Christ on the cross.
但系今天我哋因为读出埃及记咧，咁你就会见到好似有一个实体嘅呢一个嘅建筑物咁样。
That as we read today in the Old Testament, you see an actual physical temple, the tabernacle there.
是啊，但是神，弟兄姐妹一定要清楚的知道，神不是真的住在那个实体的会幕的里面的。
That God does not physically reside in that tabernacle.
那神究竟住喺边度呢
？Where does he reside？
希伯来书呢就咁同我讲，我哋讲。
And it tells us in Hebrews
九章二十四节，佢话因为基督并不是进了人手所做嘅圣所，因为这只不过系圣所真圣所嘅影像。基督去边度呢？那系进了天堂，如今。为我们显在神的面前。
For Christ did not enter a holy place made with hands, a mere copy of the true one, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us.
换个话来讲呢，那个会幕是一个预表的。
In other words, that, that tabernacle was only a foreshadow.
咁你说，哎，如果不是神住在那里，咁你整个会幕做什么呢？后来呢，所罗门呢又建一个圣殿喎。
Now you may ask, well, if he does not live there, reside in there, why did you build that tabernacle? And then years later, Solomon, why did he have to build a second temple?
難道 Solomon 都不知道神住在哪裡嗎?
Does Solomon not know where God resides?
Solomon 還知道的。
Solomon did know.
如果大家讀過, 歷代之下,
that if we
read 6章18節,
the second Chronicles, 2 Chronicles chapter 6 verse 18,
當所羅門將這個聖殿建造起好咗之後,佢將這個聖殿獻過俾神。當佢獻殿嘅時候,佢就咁樣講。That
when he had this second temple built, and when after he built it, this is what he said. That he offered it to God, and he said this.
雖然呢,這個聖殿好莊王,好堂皇,
and though this temple was very grand,
佢自己都話, 神難道真是與世人住在地上的嗎?
He even expressed himself, does God really dwell among people on earth?
他說不是啊,你看啊,天和天上的天尚且不足夠神來居住,何況我建這個殿呢?
But he knew that even the heavens cannot contain God, that much less this house which I've just built.
神是靈的嘛?
God is spirit.
是沒有必要要住在地球上任何一個有形的地方的。
There is no need for him to reside in anything physical.
所以神住在哪裡?
So where does God live?
在天上面。
He lives in heaven.
所以列王紀上第8章39節說, 求你在天上, 即是禱告的時候, 所羅門就說求你在天上你的居所垂聽赦免。
And so Solomon prayed in 1 Kings 8:39, then here in heaven, your dwelling place.
所以神在哪裡? 在天上是他的居所。
God's living in heaven, he is in heaven in his dwelling place.
神真正的居所呢? 是在基督耶穌的裡面。
It's true. A dwelling place is in Christ Jesus.
因為哥羅西書2章9節說, 因為神本性的一切豐盛都有形有體的居住在基督的裡面。
For in Colossians 2 verse 9, for in him all the fullness of the deity dwells in bodily form.
不單止這樣,
not only this,
保羅說, 在以弗所書那裡說神,
in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 22, he says he is in the church today.
因为他说,你们也靠他同被建造,成为神藉着圣灵居住的所在。Because
in the verse it says, in whom you also are being built together into a dwelling of God in the Spirit.
所以今天当我们提到神的居所的时候,
so when we speak of God's dwelling place today,
同時亦都要提到教會,
we must also mention the church.
教會就是一切古今中外所有的信徒的總合。
And the church is made up of all the saints from past and present future.
聖靈住在我們每一個信徒的心裡面。
And the Holy Spirit dwells within each saint's heart.
當所有的聖徒聚在一起的時候,
and when all the saints are gathered together,
那裡就是聖靈的所在。
And this is the dwelling place of the Spirit.
亦都是用教會來代表的。
And is represented by the church.
所以教會, 不是一個建築物,
so the church itself is not a building.
是你我他在一起的時候那一個的總稱來的。
It's a you and I and everyone combined together to make the church.
所以這個會所是只是我們相會的地方。
This building that we're sitting in right now is only a place where we gather.
因為呢帳幕那個原本的解釋 係一個相會嘅地方 ，a tent of meetings， 一個俾信徒相聚集嘅地方。
And that tabernacle was just a place of meeting for all the believers come together to meet.
所以呢，今日我哋用教會嚟到講以往嘅聚呢個會幕係準確嘅。
And so when we speak of the church as being this ver- now same as the tabernacle of the past, then it's accurate.
剛才我哋咪讀過咯，喺出埃及記嘅裏邊，佢話神話你當為我做聖所，使我可以住喺佢哋嘅中間。
As we read earlier in Exodus, make for me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them.
所以如果嗰個聖所，昔日嘅聖所係今日嘅。我哋教會，
That's,
我哋信徒們聖靈居住嘅地方嘅話，
and that a sanctuary of the past is the today where the Spirit dwells in us.
咁神嗰個嘅心意有冇住喺我哋中間呢？
And so God's will or God's what's in God's heart does it reside in our heart as well.
当神话我让我可以住喺佢哋中间嘅时候，
and when God says that I may dwell among them,
你有冇地方让神嚟住喺你嘅里边？
Do you have a place in your heart that God can dwell in?
你愿唔愿意神住喺你里边呢？
Are you willing to let God dwell in you?
对于未信主的朋友，
For those friends who have not yet believed in the Lord,
神在这里有个向人有一个的有一个的要求，
And the Lord has a calling, a request,
就是让神住在你的里面，
That he could dwell, abide in you.
对弟兄姊妹已经接受了主的，
And for those brothers and sisters who have already accepted God, the Lord.
那究竟神在我们的心中有几多嘅有冇咁样嘅份量，或者话有你有冇咁样嘅地方俾佢住
？And for those brothers and sisters, do you have that capacity, or do you have that place for him to dwell in your heart?
我相信弟兄姊妹都话，梗系有啦。
Of course, brothers and sisters will say, "Oh, of course I have."
如果冇嘅，我点会走嚟听你讲啊？咁啊
？If I didn't, why would I wouldn't come here to listen to you speak?
我有一个。有一位弟兄，我係從小就認識嘅。
I have this this brother that I've known since I was young。
我哋讀書嘅時候咧，係同一間學校，但係唔同級。
We went to school at the same. We went to the same school, but we were different grades。
我哋信主嘅時候唔一樣，但係我哋一齊喺學校嘅團契嘅裏邊咧，就嚟服侍主。
That we came to know the Lord different.Times, but we both served in our school fellowship.
系啦，咁我离开咗香港之后咧，后来咧，呢位弟兄咧，佢就做咗一个浸信会嘅牧师。
And after I had left Hong Kong, I found out that this brother had become a pastor at a Baptist church.
啊，早年我翻香港嘅时候咧，就遇见佢，咁我问佢：，哎，仲唔记得啊？你有次嚟我屋企喎。
And so a few years back, I went back and I met up with him and I asked him, "Oh, you remember? There's this one time you came over to my house."
原來嗰年咧，佢個仔喺美國讀書，咁佢嚟探佢個仔。
And that one time he came to the U.S. to visit his son who was in college at that time.
啊，咁嗰只係第一次嚟。
And that was the first time he visited.
佢就揾我，佢話我想嚟你屋企住一下。
And he said, "Oh, I want to live in your house for a little while."
我話你冇地方住啊？佢話唔係。
And he asked him, "You don't have anywhere else to stay, nowhere to live?" And he said, "No."
佢話咧，我想嚟你屋企住下咧，因為我想體驗一下你住喺美國嘅中國人嘅感受。
He said, "No, I do have another place to live. I want you, but I wanted to stay at your place because I want to see how it is for a Chinese person living in America. How that feels."
同時咧，我又想同你一 好多嘢傾啊。
And I want to spend some time with you.
咁咧，因為佢係我兒時嘅朋友，又因為我認識佢好多年，感情我哋非常好。
And because I have known him since I was young, and I've known him for a long time, we have a very close relationship.
又同佢咧一齊嘅服侍合作都非常嘅融洽。
And we serve together very nicely.
所以咧，佢如果有咁樣嘅要求咧，我係好願意接受嘅。
And so when he made this request, I gladly said yes.
但係有一個好小嘅問題。
There was just a tiny problem, though.
因為嗰時我啱結咗婚。
At that time, I had just gotten married.
Esther 咧就唔識佢。
And my wife Esther did not know him.
即使咧，即係我結婚嗰時候嗰個請帖咧，都係請佢喺香港印過嚟。
And even in fact, when we got married, I had sent an invitation to him.
但 Esther 唔識佢。
But my wife Esther did not know him.
因為唔認識佢，所以咧佢裏邊咧就有啲嘅抗拒，有啲唔係幾願意。
And so, because she did not know him, she had she was unwilling to make this arrangement.
而且嗰陣時，我哋嘅住嘅地方又唔係好方便，個房間又細。
And at that time, the place we lived at, the place was very small, so it wasn't that convenient.
所以咧，有一個陌生人嚟搬入嚟我屋企，咁即係有啲嘅唔方便嘅。
And so, in fact, for her, it was a stranger coming to live. It was very inconvenient.
但係好多，但係我長話短説啦。咁啊，最後咧都係接納咗嘅嚇。
So to make a long story short, at the end he did stay with us.
唔係話 Esther 佢唔好客，但係點解佢唔願意接受咧？好似我要接受呢位弟兄嚟住咁樣樣嘅咧
？And not that Esther is not hospitable, but she had a different feeling than for me to have him stay with us.
因為佢對我呢個朋友，佢唔認識啊嘛。
It's because she did not know this friend of mine.
因為唔認識，所以對佢冇乜感情。
And so because she did not know him, there was no relationship.
對我嚟講係呢位係我親愛嘅弟兄，但係對佢嚟講咧係陌生人。
To me, this was my dear brother, but yet for her, it was just a person she didn't know.
我唔知道你有冇遇見嘅嗰啲咁樣嘅問題。
Have you ever?Encounter such a problem.
但係喺主嘅身上邊，
in the Lord's eyes,
我哋對主嗰個接納度去到邊一度咧？
For the Lord, what is our level of acceptance?
我想問神對以色列人有冇感情啊？
I'm going to ask you, did God have a relationship with the Israelites?
你估神对以色列人有冇一个咁感觉啊？
Did he have this feeling towards them?
有冇啊？
This feeling.
一定有啊。
Of course, yes.
但系以色列人对神呢，有冇同样嘅感情呢？
And this relationship, this feeling, did they have the same? It was reciprocated.
你估有冇啊？
What do you think?
有時有，有時冇啊！真係正啊呢個。
Good answer. We heard sometimes yes, sometimes no.
即係冇對冇錯嘅。
So not right or wrong.
可能有，但係亦都未必有人有。
Perhaps they did, but maybe not.
以色列人係一班咩人呢
？What were the Israelites like？
係一班忘恩負義、因傷受報嘅無賴嚟。
They in fact were ones who they took these blessings and they did not they took advantage of it. They were not they did not reciprocate. In fact, the good that they had gained.
嗱，佢哋好多衰嘢，唔好講啦嚇。
Actually, there was a lot of negative, but we'll refrain from speaking.
整個嘅話嚟講，佢哋係一班罪人嚟。
But one word sums it all up is that sinners, they were
all sinners. 但神點解向呢一班嘅罪人有咁樣嘅要求咧？話要住喺佢哋中間啫。
But yet, why did God make this request of them as these sinners? I want to dwell among you.
點解對住呢一班嘅 最印慎重话，我想同你哋讲说话。
That in front of these sinners, he says, "I want to dwell with you. I want to speak with you there."
点解我仲可以想同你有交通啫
？Why do I still want to have fellowship with you？
因为第一，神系爱。
Firstly, it's because God is love.
因为爱嘅缘故，促使佢愿意将佢嘅儿子都舍弃咗，为要得着呢班嘅罪人。
And because of this, because of love, he was willing to give his own son to gain these sinners.
其次喺出埃及嘅时候，神系嗰位守约施慈爱嘅。其实唔单止喺嗰时候系，神一直都系守约施慈爱嘅神。
And during that time in Exodus, and in fact, all along, God is one who is a promise keeper.
因为喺圣经嗰度明明嘅讲，出埃及记嗰度讲话，神曾经答应过亚伯拉罕，使佢亚伯拉罕嘅后裔呢蒙福，又俾佢哋有永远嘅福乐嘅。
Because God had made a promise to Abraham that he would be a blessing and be blessed.
All the descendants.
And all his descendants would be blessed.
所以神要救佢哋脱离埃及人嘅手，脱离限制，脱离与呢个世界分别出嚟。
And so God promised to bring them out of Egypt, to bring them out of this world.
因为爱神要将佢哋选出嚟，特登选佢哋出嚟作神嘅子民。
And God had chosen them to be His people.
选佢哋出嚟，要佢哋成为一个祭司嘅国度，要成为一个见证人，咁样同时亦都可以活喺佢哋嘅中间。
That He chose them to be His witnesses, that He can also dwell in them.
讲神嘅心意就系咁样样，但系呢班人点样去接受呢件嘅事情呢
？And that was God's that His heart's desire, but how did the people receive it？
所以神就用呢一个实体嘅东西，一件实体嘅东西嚟到实践去成功神呢一个咁样嘅心志。
And so God to fulfill this will, He used these physical materials.
神就吩咐佢哋话：你为我做一个圣所。
And so he commanded them to make me a sanctuary.
因为喺出埃及嘅时候
，because when they left Exodus,
圣灵未曾下降到地上
，that the spirit had not yet descended.
因此人只系能够靠着一啲实体嘅东西，譬如就系一个建筑物咁嚟到。明白神嘅心意。
And the people were only able to understand God's will with a physical tabernacle.
所以对当时嘅人嚟讲系有呢个需要嘅。
So for the people at that time, there was this need.
但系对今天喺恩典嘅时代嘅我哋
，But for us today in this age of grace,
我哋第一要领会神呢个嘅心意。
We need to understand His will.
又要活喺呢个灵嘅里头。
And we need to dwell in the spirit.
我头先已经讲过啦，圣灵住喺我哋嘅里边。
We spoke earlier about the spirit dwelling in us.
而且明明嘅知道神嘅灵唔系需要一个实体嘅建筑物嚟到表明。
We know that the spirit of God does not need a physical.Physical place.
故此，当神话我要同你哋讲说话嘅时候
，So when God speaks to us，
我要同你有相交嘅时候
，When I want to have fellowship， when He wants to have fellowship with us，
系透过灵里边嘅交通嘅。
It's through fellowship of the Spirit in the Spirit。
神呢一个嘅心意，要喺出埃及嘅时候喺。嗰段嘅日子嘅里边嚟到现实，今天神亦都要喺你我嘅身上边嚟到实践出嚟。
And God wanted to manifest that in the time of Exodus, but he wants to do that today as well.
这个不是说因为我们有需要，这个需要是神自己的。
And this is not coming from us, a need from us, it's God's desire.
所以我们如果读出埃及记二十九章，那里几句的说话呢，我们就看到，哇，神真是这么迫切的，是有一个这样的催促，要他要人来做出这一件的事情。
That we see if we read in Exodus chapter 29 that he had this urgency to do this for man.
我不将它摆出来了，但是我们希望弟兄姐妹你记得29章42到45节。
I won't post it up there right now, but if we, brothers and sisters, we remember to go and read Exodus chapter 29 verses 42 to 45.
神用了四次来讲话，我要与你们相会，同你们说话。
Four times as he says, I want to dwell among you, to meet with you.
我要在那里与以色列人相会。
I will meet with the people of Israel there.
我要使会幕和这个坛成圣。
I will make this, this tabernacle
holy,
made it holy.
Yeah. 我要住在以色列人的中间。
And I want to dwell among the people of Israel.
四次的话，我要这样，我要，我要这样，这样。
Four times he says, I will, I will, I will.
足以告诉我们，这个神的心意是志在必得的。
That we know that God's will be fulfilled.
当然，这一个的这些的话，在单方面来讲，是神要作成的。
And we know that this is from on his end of it, it will be complete.
但是对我们来讲，他还有一个意思，就是他要与我们讲说话。
But from our side of it, there's still something that he wants to speak to us.
这个与我们说话的意思就是我们能够彼此的交流，彼此的交通。
So when it says he wants to speak there with us, it's to have a fellowship there.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个交通，这个神同神说话，或者神同我们说话这件事是非常非常的重要。
So the Lord speaking to us, this fellowship with him is very important.
一来因为是他的要求。
Firstly, it's because it's his desire.
第二就是我们对他的反应。
And secondly, it is our, what is our response?
虽然万物是可以彰显神的大能。
In fact, all of creation can manifest his work.
但是记得万物是不能够同神有相交的。
But all of these other things cannot have a fellowship with God.
因为人犯了罪，是无法子同神有交通。
And in fact, man committed sin and cannot have fellowship with God.
那你记得当亚当夏娃他们未犯罪之前，神常常同他们见面，有来有往的。
Recall before Adam and Eve sinned, God walked with them and had a fellowship with them often.
但是当他们犯了罪之后,
But after they had sinned,
什么事情发生了?
What happened?
他们就躲起来, 不敢见神。
They went to hide themselves, dare not to see God.
因为他知道自己赤身露体。
Because they saw their own nakedness.
即是这件事情对神那个本来的心意是一个打击。
And this was a shock to God's desire, this was his will.
但是神怎样反败为胜呢?
Well, how did he turn the tides? It changed
the defeat
to victory.
神就为亚当夏娃预备了一块皮的衣服给他们穿上去。
That God prepared for them a garment made out of flesh.
如果你见到一块皮的衣服，皮的布料，皮的料呢， 講明咗有一隻嘅牲口係被殺咗，將佢個皮剝落嚟嚟到做衣服。
That if you saw something, a material made out of a skin, then you knew that something had to give up its life and had to be skinned in order to have that.
就係因為呢一塊皮嘅遮蓋，使佢哋咧同神能夠繼續嘅有相交嘅根據。
And it was because of this garment of skin that God was able to continue to have fellowship with them.
在創世記的時候，神記載了這件事情。
And this is all recorded in the book of Genesis.
這個被殺的牲口。
And this, this life that was taken.
其實就是預表着我們的救主耶穌基督。
It's a type, it's a foreshadow of our Lord Jesus Christ.
你知道耶穌是主是神的羔羊。
We know that Jesus is the Lamb of God.
他用他自己的死来到遮盖洗净除去人一切的罪。
It was his own death to wash away, to cover up man's sin.
结果当人没机会或者不可能跟神有交通的时候，耶稣神的儿子为人来死，结果他就打通了这一条通到神面前去的路，使我们可以跟神有交通，神亦跟我们有交通。
When man had no way to approach God, Jesus gave up his own life so that he would be the way for us to be, our relationship to be restored with God.
弟兄姊妹，当我们看到神在我们的身上面的一个的要求或者盼望的时候，
And so when we see God's request or his hope in us,
盼望我们都是同样的有这样的迫切和一个愿意跟他有交通能够住在他里面的这样的心态。
I pray, I hope that we have the same anxious or urgency to want him to dwell in us as we dwell in him.
但很可惜我不能够不承认呢，我们很多的时候我们对神这个的心意不太明白。
And I confess that oftentimes we don't understand this of God's will.
他是常常的用我们肉体的能力去爱主。
And we often use our own physical strength to love God.
认为呢，如果我要爱主，我要极力的爱主才对。是。
Saying that with our own ability, our own strength, I can love the Lord more.
很多时候呢，我们就会呢怎样呢，成日忙忙碌碌的做这件做那件，去这里去那里。
So we become very busy and we do this and do that.
以为呢那事情越多呢就是越多就是越爱主了。
Thinking that the more we do, the more things we do, the more we love God.
以为呢如果我咧好似主咁样样吓，忙到咧连化食饭嘅时间都冇咧，啊咁就表示我更加爱主啦咁样。
Thinking that if I'm so busy like the Lord, that I'm too busy to even have a meal, then that means I really love the Lord.
其实神嘅需要系咪咁样咧？
But in fact, is that what God needs?
神嘅需要唔系我哋做几多嘅工。神要的是我们能够住在祂里面，祂能够住在我们的里面。
That God desires not all this work that we can do, but He desires to abide in us and for us to abide in Him.
祂要的就是我们能够多亲近祂，祂也都亲近我们，就是好像我们住在一起的时候一样。
That he can draw near to us, that we can draw near to him so when we are dwelling together.
大家都记得马大和玛利亚的故事的，是吗？
And we all recall the story of Martha and Mary.
主对马大说，马大，马大，你为很多的事情忙碌哦。
And the Lord said to Martha, 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 you're busy with so many things.
是，虽然那些东西是用来接待主的，是好事来的。
In fact, yes, those all the things that she did, it was they were good things. They were there to for the Lord.
主應該欣賞噶嘛。
God should accept it.
即係按照我嘅人嘅意思啦，主應該欣賞我，我咁為你咁出力。
And he should, it would be admirable for her to do all these things, and God should, the Lord should say, good.
但主話你仲缺少咗一件喎。
But the Lord said to her, you are missing one thing.
嗰件係咩事情呢？
And what was the one thing that she was lacking?
神希望喺你嘅身上邊獲到嘅一件嘅咩事情？
What is it likewise that is missing or lacking in us?
就是坐在主的脚前来听主的话。
And in fact, it is just to be at the Lord's feet to listen to His word.
就是坐在主的面前。
To be in His presence.
让他讲说话。
To allow Him to speak.
我们听他讲的说
话。And we listen to His words.
神要的就是我们能够坐在他的面前，不是坐在厨房的面前。
God wants us to dwell at His feet, be in His presence, not in the kitchen.
明白吗？
Do we understand?
神今天宝贵的不是我们煮到几多好东西出来，几靓的美食，神要的就是你的同在。
God does not desire all the great things you can do for him, make for him, but he wants your presence.
神要的就是他能够跟你讲说话，你又能够听到他的说话。
So that he can speak to you and that you can hear him.
成为一个这样的关系和这样的亲近的情况呢，就最能够满足主，也都叫听的人，坐在主面前的人，成为一个上好的福分。
So that closeness, that type of relationship that you can have with the Lord, is what he desires, and this is the better portion.
所以基督徒在地上面最大的祝福就是在住在主的里面。
So the greatest blessing for a believer is to abide in Christ.
约翰十五章四节，主自己话：你们要常在我里面，我也常在你们里面。
In John chapter 15, it tells us to the Lord Himself said, "Abide in me, and I in you."
怎样能够住在主的里面呢？
How are we to abide in the Lord?
现在主不在地上，我又不可以坐在他的脚前，是吧？
The Lord's not here physically, how am I to be in His presence?
怎样才是叫住在主里面呢？
What does it mean to be, to abide in the Lord?
第一，我们心里面有没有他的地位？
Firstly, is there a place, for Christ, for Him in our hearts.
在你日常的生活的里面，或者在你的工作、读书、翻学上面，你的心是想着边个？
In your heart, in your everyday life at work or at school, who are you thinking about?
新婚的人或者拍紧拖的人，梗系嗰个朋友咯，系嘛？
For those who are newlywed or are dating, of course the other person.
你可以了解的，不过我告诉你，我经过这几十年的婚姻，你不是永远是这样。
And I can tell you from years of experience that you will not always be thinking of the other person in this way.
对吧？对不对？
Right?
所以你打得火热，是可以的。不过我要问的就是说，在每一件的事情上面，主是不是在你的心中？
Ask in all things and all matters, what is the Lord's place in your heart?
有没有因着你要做的每一件的事情，你有没有向他求问？有没有照着他的意思来到活呢？
Have you asked of him what it is that you ought to do in your everyday life?
这个就是住在主里面的一个要求。其次，
And this is a request. This is one of the things, meaning of to be abiding in him.
如果我们是住在主里面，我们会每一样东西都遵他的旨意而行。
And if we are abiding in him, that we would obey whatever his commands were.
那我们就会有一个很和谐的一个的生活，很能够得安息的居住的地方。
then we will have much more peace and harmony in where we abide.
我昨天跟 Esther 呢就有啲拗叫。
So I had an argument with my wife Esther yesterday.
咁原因呢就係因為我佢要呢裝一啲嘢喺一個嘅紙袋嘅裏面。
And so she wanted to place some items into a paper bag.
咁我就覺得咦呢個紙袋唔係幾好。
So I thought that was not a good idea to put in that bag.
應該用另外一個嘅紙袋。
She used this other bag.
咁你就知道大家好似唔同方向咁啊嚇。
So、
其實好少嘅事情。
It's a very minor thing, but we were opposite direction.
但係咧，因為我有我嘅主見，佢有佢嘅主見。
Because I had my opinion and she had hers.
結果呢我哋就吵起交上嚟。
And because of that, we got into argument.
我唔知你有冇咁嘅經歷，結咗婚嘅啲人。
For those who are married, I don't know if you have that experience.
係嘛？咁本來咧喺一個家裏邊居住喺同一個屋檐底下嘅係好和洽嘅。
You're thinking under one roof, very harmonious, everything's fine.
但是因為我們的意見不一樣
But because of we had differing opinions
結果本來那個很溫暖的家庭就成為了一個戰場
And that warm home became a battlefield
弟兄姊妹當神的心意跟我們的心意有抵觸的時候
When God'sDesire and our own desires have a conflict.
你能不能够告诉我们听啊那时我们跟主一起住是很和合很安有安息的呢
And at that moment, can you say you're having a very peaceful coexistence? No.
行不行
can you? Are you able to say that? No.
是啊我们住在一起但是我们的心思是不一样的。
Yes, we are abiding together, but our thoughts are not in one.
所以住在主里面的意思如果你的心意和主的心意是不一样的话呢
So when you're abiding in the Lord, but then your opinions are different,
那就不会是一个平安没有一个喜乐也都没有安息
Then there's no peace, there's no rest in that situation.
希望你明白我想讲的意思。
I hope we understand what I'm trying to say.
我们今天要追求住在主里面。
We want to pursue in order to abide in the Lord.
主也都说你们要常在我的里面
and
然后我也常在你们里面。
The Lord himself says, abide in me and I in you.
他是讲到我们不单止是实体的住在一起是心思都要一样。
That we would not only be physically together, but our hearts are together.
所以神说我要你为我做一个会幕。
So the Lord says, I want you to make for me a sanctuary.
这个会幕是神自己定义要做的。
This is what God himself wants to make.
而是他做的。
And he will do it.
结果我们遵行他的旨意我们就做这个会幕出来结果我们就可以实践神可以实践他的心意在我们的中间
And so this sanctuary will be made that he can dwell in us
因此那个要求呢就是我们能够遵行到神的心意又能够配合到主自己
And so that we could enter into his will and to be as one with his will.
为着神这个的旨意让我们都谦卑下来在主的面前就接受他向我们的要求我们又无己的活在他的面前。
And that we could humble ourselves, deny ourselves, to live in his presence, to abide in him.
我想我不再讲得下去了只讲到一点。
So I won't continue on today. We didn't get through all of the points.
因為時間已經到。
Because the time is up.
求主繼續嘅向我哋説話。
May the Lord continue to speak to us.
主要俾我哋有機會，我哋再講埋下邊嗰幾點。
That if the Lord gives us opportunity, we will continue to speak on the rest.
好，我哋一齊低頭禱告。
Let's bow our word for bow our heads for a prayer.
主啊，我哋感謝，我哋讚美你。
Lord, we thank you and we praise you.
因為你係恩典嘅神。
Because you are a God of grace.
主啊，你從來都冇虧負我哋。
Because you have never shortchanged us.
但係我哋卻感覺到慚愧，就係當你有要求嘅時候，我哋卻唔能夠常常嘅滿足你。
But we feel ashamed that when you have a request, we cannot satisfy that.
因此我哋求你用你的宝血来洁净我们。
We pray that your precious blood will cleanse us.
又求我们的主用你的圣灵在我们的心中和我们讲说话。
Lord, that you use your Holy Spirit to continue to speak to us in our hearts.
叫我们听过又明白又能够活出。
That we can hear and understand and to live it out.
就要帮助我们往前走。
Help us to continue forward.
好叫我们这班的人真係能夠成為你嘅見證人，又能夠滿足你嘅人。
That we may truly be ones who can satisfy you to be your witness.
多謝主俾我哋以上嘅時間。
Lord, we thank you for the time you've given to us.
我哋咁樣禱告係奉主耶穌基督嘅名。
We pray this in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.